Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Hey, Scott Spears back with you here on this day. My goodness, May the 8th, 2020, Wednesday, July the 8th. And coming up on 15 minutes, a good time here on WDH Radio talking ice cream, among other things. Now, just a little update for everybody. I never did get any apple butter donuts. Now, I hate to say that that's a sign of defeat. Apparently, they just couldn't be done. Maybe this is why we don't have apple butter donuts in the history of mankind, is because they're not able to be prepared. Now, see, I understand that they're not able to be prepared. You can't prepare apple butter donuts. Now, I also want to let people know we are up to 67.1 degrees now here in the studio, 67.1 degrees. And I saw the thermostat out in the lobby during the break there, and we're up to 72 from where we were at 68 this morning. So the temperature is rising this morning. Now, we're doing people's favorite ice cream. Now, here's what we have so far. We have Sherbert from Fred's, Stewart's chocolate ice cream cones, but we're not sure they have those anymore, Moose Trex from the store, Banana Split from Fred's Ice Cream, and a Shamrock Shake from McDonald's, and of course my favorite is the Oreo Blizzard. Now, there is some conjecture over this at the moment when it comes to Stewart's, because I was told that they do not have ice cream cones, so I don't know what that is all about. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, this is I'm listening to a recording, evidently.
No, okay, you're live. You're live on the air.
Okay, did you try a Boston Cooler?
A Boston
The Werner's Ginger Ale and vanilla ice cream?
You know what? I did not do that. Because you know what? I after we did it that day, after we talked about it, I kind of forgot. Okay, now how exactly do you prepare this? Because I'm going to write it down this time.
Oh, it's just simple. It's just mix, just pour a glass of Werner's, you know, about half full or so, and then just top it off with vanilla ice cream.
Just a scoop of vanilla.
Yeah, just how much ever vanilla you want. And I'll tell you, you'll like it, I guarantee.
Right, so it's basically just a
it's like a root beer float.
Root beer float, but with ginger ale.
Yeah.
Now tell me this. Do you go to the root beer stand often here in town?
No, I haven't been out there. A friend of mine used to run that years ago, and I didn't. Haven't been out lately.
Well, I'm trying to figure out. I don't know if they have ice cream cones or not.
Oh my gosh! I don't believe they do.
Now somebody
that,
said they got a.
That mainly was a drive-in. You know, I think I don't know what it is now. But it used to be a drive-in, you know. You went in and the girls come out and waited on you.
Now, I know there is a little place, because we did a remote from there, I think back in February it was. There is a little place inside where you can eat. But I've never heard of an ice cream cone from there.
No, I haven't either. That, to me, that would be a... well, I don't know. I suppose you can get a root beer float, and that would be ice cream, but... maybe they just don't like to, you know, load up too much on different, you know, menu items.
It could be. Now the Boston Cooler, I mean, is it named that because it came from the New England area?
I have no idea.
Yeah, well, I wonder how it got its name. Now, how did you come upon this drink?
Well, I don't exactly remember. I lived in Boston about 4 years, but I don't remember having it there. It seems like after I came back to Ohio, I had it, but that's kind of foggy back then. I'm 85 years old. So my
things might be a little foggy. I can understand.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I get decades mixed up. Basically.
Well, I tell you what, I am going to work on this Boston. Maybe I'll even have some in here tomorrow morning or Friday morning because it sounds good. And
be sure it's Werner's ginger ale because other ginger ale just doesn't cut it.
You got to have the Werner's.
Werner's is a taste unlike any other ginger ale. It's aged in wood, just like whiskeys. Different whiskeys are.
Well, I tell you, I'm going to look into this and I'm going to get it done. Hey, thanks for calling again.
Yeah.
All right. Bye. All right, and this is not a recording. We are live here this morning. 740-383-9944. What's your favorite type of ice cream? 740-383-9944. Now, it could be the ice cream you buy anywhere in town. It could be a type of ice cream that you buy in the store. I'm not picky today. It could be any of these things. 740-383-9944. Now, so far, we've got, as I say, sherbet from Fred's, a Stewart's chocolate ice cream cone, but we're not really sure if that exists or not. Moose Tracks, Banana Split from Fred's, a Shamrock Shake from McDonald's, and now a Boston Cooler that's Werner's Ginger Ale and a vanilla ice cream, a scoop of vanilla ice cream. Now, has anybody else ever had a Boston Cooler or heard of a Boston Cooler? Or what is your favorite type of ice cream? Those are the questions this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And just for the record again, my apple butter donuts, I don't think that's ever going to happen, so that has went by the wayside. Now, oh, here's the thing. Somebody called in not too long ago and said that our Dunkin' Donuts was going to open up on July the 7th, which would have been yesterday. Now, I have not seen anybody there. Did they open? Now, I saw some people doing some yard work out front, and I saw a story on the internet last night where a lot of Dunkin' Donuts were closing, something like 400 across the country. But do we know anything about the Dunkin' Donuts in Marion? Have they opened? Have they done a soft opening? Sometimes these businesses will open without a lot of big hoopla just to work the kinks out, and then they'll have their big grand opening. But I haven't seen anything. Does anybody have any information on the Dunkin' Donuts here in Marion? Let me know that. 740-383-9944. Did they do their soft opening yesterday? Because as I have said, I am not a coffee person. But my goal is to figure out what it is about Dunkin' Donuts coffee that is different from all the other coffees that people will go out of their way to go to Dunkin' Donuts for coffee. I don't know what that is. Plus, we want to see if we can discern a difference in a Dunkin' Donuts donut as opposed to other donuts around. So those are the questions. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 on this Wednesday, July 8th, 2020. 22 minutes past the hour. Now, don't forget, coming up right after this show, I'll be on with Glenn Coble for 2 hours on the air, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I saw on Facebook today that they were having lighting problems.
Oh.
So, Dunkin' Donuts. So, I think they said they were going to open the 17th.
So, now we're back to the 17th.
I believe.
Because of lighting issues inside the Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, construction, and they have to have outdoor lighting before they can open.
Well, you know, the other day I drove by there, and I did see some people working outside in the yard, and I thought, well, maybe they are getting ready to open, but I had not seen anything since then.
Well, this was just a post. It was like Think Local or it's on one of the sites on Facebook.
So it's definitely coming, but just might be a lighting issue at this point.
Because of construction problems, yeah.
Now, have you, do you have a favorite ice cream?
I'm just your normal chocolate.
Chocolate. and you don't go with any.
The better.
Don't go with any of those specialty chocolates, right?
No, nope, just chocolate.
Plain chocolate. Well, hey, I appreciate the update.
Sure.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, so apparently Dunkin' Donuts, according to a Facebook post, has been pushed back to the 17th from the 7th because of lighting issues. So, see, we all learned something here this morning. All right, phone lines again are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 if there's anything you would like to talk about. We are talking about favorite ice cream. Now, remember, this can be just favorite ice cream you buy in the store. It can be a favorite ice cream place you go to where you can get any ice cream you want, any kind of specialty thing. This can be anything on your mind. 740-383-9944. But again, the votes so far have been Sherbert at Fred's, Stewart's Chocolate Ice Cream Cone, Moose Tracks Ice Cream from a grocery store, Banana Split from Fred's, a Shamrock Shake, and a Boston Cooler, which is Werner's Ginger Ale and a scoop of vanilla ice cream. Now, you know, here's the thing. When it comes to Banana Splits, because I love a good banana split. I'll be honest. I've always loved a good banana split. How do you make your banana split? Because people make them in all different variations. Go ahead, caller.
Hey,
yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
You wouldn't want to switch from ice cream to baseball, would you?
Oh, we can go to baseball. I love baseball.
Yeah, there are some good things about the way they're going to do this, apparently. I think it's going to be very dull to watch, where one person at a time will walk up and no one can be close to him and all that. But there are some things I like. The idea that they're apparently going to, for this year and possibly forever, have the, instead of having pitchers pitcher themselves, they're going to have the same thing that the American League has, which... you're going to get some guys that aren't very good in the outfield and can't run very well, but can hit well. And a lot of them will be people that are, you know, guys that are a little older, although I no longer consider 40 or older. But another thing you're going to do, apparently their first game for the Reds, it's either the 23rd or the 24th, and they're going to play Detroit. And the game's going to start at 6 o'clock at night, which I think is wonderful.
Well, that is interesting, because I always thought that, I don't know, I'm kind of torn on that, because I always thought baseball was a day game because people could get to it, but more people work during the day and they can't watch it and they can't see it, so I think more night games are better.
One thing I really like is apparently all the games will be played in the in a close... thing. In other words, they no longer have to go to New York, no longer have to go to the West Coast at all. And I always hated it when the games had started at 11 o'clock here because they were played out in Seattle or any place.
Now, how do you think this is going to affect how we are going to choose the best team this year?
I don't think it matters.
So this is just a play-to-play?
Play-to-play for 60... you know, for 60 days to try to get it back. The darndest thing, I think next year they have to start negotiating, and then that's going to be a mess. I can't understand how the guy's making $35 million a year can have anything to complain about.
Well, it is interesting because, you know, for a long time, baseball was one of the few major sports that did seem to have a cap on how much money people were being paid.
Yep.
But that's gone. We've blown that out.
Yeah, and it's a ridiculous thing. My gosh, it's like $1,000 for every pitch.
Just about. Now,
it is that.
Well, do you think that with this change that the Reds still have any chance of winning any games?
Oh, yeah.
You think they've gotten progressively better?
Their pitching is in pretty good shape now.
You know, and it's the thing of it, I like the Reds, and they've always been my favorite Ohio team, but they have been so just not fun to watch like the last 10 years.
Yeah, they've had such terrible starts. Last two, I think, only won one out of their first nine games. And by that time, it's over.
Yeah, I mean, you're playing that bad. Now, as far as the fans go, what do you think the fan reaction will be to how baseball is going to be played?
I think you're going to hate the thing the way it's going to have to be made now. I think if they were wise, they would try as soon as possible get a few fans in the stands. They don't have to sit next to one another. You could set it all out that instead of 40,000 people there, maybe 1,000, or 10,000 rather, that would be reasonable. You know, you could have your families all sit together, but have space. And a lot of the players now are starting to, well, they said we're not going to play this year because they're worried about it. And, you know, these guys should be able to, you know, health-wise, they should be in good shape. And the chance that they would get anything to kill them is probably remote. But a lot of them just, you know, they're worried. The trouble is everybody's worried anymore. Everyone's afraid of everything.
You know, it's interesting. I was just looking, as you said, the Reds will open against the Tigers, and they'll be at Great American down in Cincinnati on Friday, July the 24th. You know, it might be interesting. I might talk to the Reds about going down to this game, because I think it will be historic from the aspect of what's going on in the baseball season starting this late. But, you know, I just want to go to a baseball game. I love professional baseball, Major League Baseball. I think it's so interesting, and that it's still happening in the heat of summer could really be a lot of fun, and that it's a Friday night, that would probably be pretty easy to negotiate going there now that the games start, you know, after 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Might have to check into that, because I don't know what or who or how they're letting people into the stands, but I'm sure I could get a...
haven't talked about that at all.
Yeah, but I would imagine that there will be press passes, and I bet there will be a lot more press passes than normal because of the whole fan situation.
I'm not so sure about that.
You don't think?
I keep listening to WOW, and they seem to think that there aren't going to be that many. They're going to cut back on those. It's reached a point now where even, you know, they have a lot of... coaches. Well, the coaches aren't going to be able to sit in the dugout. They got to sit in stands up behind it. And they can't be sitting next to one another and all. And it's going to look so awkward. I guess it's having it that way is better than not having it at all. But my gosh, it's... I haven't watched any of the Korean ones. You know, the Koreans, I think, are shown. But they said it looks silly to have guys with a mask on playing baseball. You know, the great thing about baseball is that when something exciting happens, a guy hits a home run or steals a base or whatever, it's exciting. And the fans react, and even the announcers, they get, man, that's great, let's go, and all that. They won't be able to do that here. That'll just be a silence. A guy who hit the home run, you don't have to worry about whether he's going to act silly running around the bases or anything. They'll be told you, oh, no, you just take your steps and all that. You're probably going to have some high school games that are going to be a little more exciting than the major league.
Well, I'll tell you what's going to be fun about this. You know, years ago I got to interview Joe Nuxhall, and there's actually a picture in the studio right here, like 2 feet from me, of when I was interviewing Joe Nuxhall at his golf course. And there's a statue out in front of Great American of Joe Nuxhall, Great American Ballpark. So I think... You know, what would be fun, if I can negotiate this, I guess it would be, 2 weeks from now is what it is, 14 days?
Yeah.
What would be fun, I mean, you know, I think Getting in the stadium, I don't think is going to be a huge issue. I know they haven't talked about it, but I think they're going to have something. They've got a big stadium, and however they negotiate what they're doing, they're going to want some people in there. So I don't think.
What I've heard at first, no one's going to be going in there.
Is this fan-wise, or because they've got to have cameramen in there and things like that?
Yeah, they have to have cameramen.
Right.
But they'll be all. None of them will be close.
I'm going to have to talk, because usually how they would do the press passes for things like a Reds, even if they do a cutback, they always wanted somebody from different areas. I don't know how that'll work, but I would just think, because of much like every other thing that we've got going on now, they might make you wear a mask, they might not serve food, they might do that, but I think if baseball is going to survive, if you're going to survive without the fans in the stadium, you're going to have somebody there, newspaper writers who are going to write about it, because I don't know if people are just going to sit at, well, people are not going to sit at home and watch television, reporters, and report on that. If it was, it would just be the score, and I don't think they would do that.
Yeah, one good thing was this earlier start. I think it really irritated me last year was with Columbus. The thing I'm always watching is Dispatch. They moved their place where they make the paper itself from Columbus to Indianapolis. And it used to be, if the game was over by 11 o'clock, you'll get all the good stuff about it from the Dispatch. Well, when they made that move, they had to, if it did not have a finish by 9:30, you don't get anything. They don't even mention it. And I hated that. One of the reasons I used to take the paper was to, read the box scores. My gosh. So they will be able to probably have a little more about the things now that if the games are going to start at 6 or 7, something like that.
I would say so. And, boy, it's going to make the parking a lot easier.
Yeah.
We've got to find the bright sides in these things.
Yeah. Well, you ought to try that and see if you would be allowed to go down there, as a reporter.
I'm going to talk to them because, they've been very easy to work with in the past, and that's not to say that they will be during this COVID thing. But I do notice, especially, the Reds are a funny team in that the Cincinnati media, they're not so fond of, because I think they just assume if you're in Cincinnati, you're watching. But the further you go north, and we're obviously a lot closer to Cleveland than we are to Cincinnati. Well, heck, we're closer to the Detroit than we are to Cincinnati. So they get a little more excited when somebody from, further away wants to come down, because they hope that's going to help the Reds. And I also don't think we have an Indians affiliate here in Marion, but we don't have a Reds affiliate.
Yeah, I know.
So
that makes it tough to listen to it on the radio.
And that's right. So I think they would appreciate the fact that that would happen, because I've done that before, and that was during the whole Joe Nuxall thing. But what it would be fun to do, because I've been past Cincinnati in the last year, but I haven't been in it. What would be fun to do, not only would be to go to the Reds game, but to check out some of the other things that are going on in Cincinnati, because you've got a lot of famous stuff in Cincinnati. You've got the chili.
Oh, yeah.
Cincinnati's known for the chili, obviously. And you've got, I think, just the whole atmosphere there right now during COVID and these little... the protests seem to be calming down, but what is that all like in Cincinnati right now? So I think that could be a really open trip for people back here in Marion. So I would guess that's probably going to happen on the 24th.
Yeah, I used to when I was a kid, meaning before I went into the Army. I worked for a newspaper. Now I wasn't a reporter or anything. But the newspaper always got four tickets. And consequently, you know, no one wanted to go, through the week, but we loved to. As long as we got back into Richmond by 1 o'clock, because that's, we got both a afternoon and a morning. By morning, I mean starting at 1 o'clock. So we had to get back from Cincinnati before 1 o'clock. And we used to go down there, nice seats and all that, and it was fun.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun to make, since it's starting at 6, the game will probably be over somewhere in the 9:30 area.
Well, I hope that, they are cutting out some of the nonsense. In other words, the managers will not be allowed to go up and argue stuff.
Oh, man, the game might be over.
Basically, shut the hell up and sit there. And I haven't really heard for sure, but initially they were going to have a deal that if a pitcher comes in, he has to pitch to 3 people. So you cut this nonsense out of, okay, you spend about 5 minutes to change from this right-handed pitcher to the left-hander, and as soon as he's done and another right-handed hitter comes up, oh my gosh, we got to wait another 5 minutes or more while somebody else comes in, and then, it makes you almost want to shut the television off.
You know, if they do this, the game might be over by 6:15.
Yeah.
It could really be a fast-moving game. Well, you know what? I thank you for the information. This was fascinating. Thanks.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, phone lines are open. Now, see, there's an idea. July 24th, mark the date down, Friday night, July 24th. I'm sure at this point we are going to do some kind of broadcasting from Cincinnati. The opening of the season of the Cincinnati Reds. What a historic nature that will be to be there, not only during this COVID thing, but just baseball changing in a way because of what has happened because of the pandemic. So that's going to be fun. So check that out, July 24th. And, you know, to hit some of the other hot spots in Cincinnati will be a lot of fun, too, because it's been so long since I've done that. And the Reds, to me, are so much more entertaining and interesting than the Indians. Although there's controversy going on in the you know what? I might go up to the Indians as well. Because heaven knows they've got controversy. So maybe one week I'll go to the Reds, and then one week I'll go to the Indians. See, there's trips all over the place. There's going to be adventures galore here on this station coming up momentarily with the baseball season getting back underway. And since there's nothing going on in Columbus baseball-wise, it might have to be in Cleveland, and it might have to be in Cincinnati, and what fun that would be. So stay tuned. Now, are there any other hot spots in Cincinnati that you think would be interesting to check out? Let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Could be a whole adventure down in Cincinnati. 740-383-9944. And we were also talking about ice cream earlier on. What is your favorite ice cream, or where do you like to get your ice cream the best? That is the question. Now, we have had sherbet from Fred's. We've had chocolate ice cream cones from Stewart's, although that is still in discussion. We have had moose tracks from the grocery store, a banana split from Fred's, shamrock shake from McDonald's, a Boston cooler, that's Werner's ginger ale, and a scoop of vanilla ice cream. Anything else, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Favorite type of ice cream or favorite place to get ice cream? And I still do not know what the Jersey's known for. They have to have something signature over there. It's just been so long since I've been to the Jersey, I cannot remember what it might be that they're doing over at the Jersey. If anybody knows, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. I certainly would like to know. And we also learned that Dunkin' Donuts will be opening on the 17th. They were supposed to open on the 7th, but apparently there was a posting on the internet that because of some lighting issues, they will be opening on the 17th. So that is fun in and of itself to know. Maybe we'll finally get to that coffee. What is so different about the Dunkin' Donuts coffee? We must not have a lot of Dunkin' Donuts coffee drinkers, because nobody's able to tell me what is so different about Dunkin' Donuts coffee, and I have no idea what's so different about Dunkin' Donuts coffee, except that a lot of people prefer it in a special way. I don't know. But this could all be a whole smokescreen, kind of like Wendy's bacon. You know, how long did we talk about Wendy's serving bacon at breakfast time? Which I still have my doubts about. Now, I've been told that even the Marion Wendy's now serves bacon for breakfast, although that's still really up in the air. I don't know. I had a long-standing feud with somebody about this idea that Wendy's serves bacon in the morning. There were pictures sent at one point. It was a whole thing. But I really don't know. I can't say for sure if Wendy serves bacon or not for breakfast. Now, remember, we have much more show coming up here this morning. I'm not going off the air at 10 o'clock. I'll be here with Glenn Coble through 12 o'clock, and then Glenn will be on with A Progressive Life from 12:15 to 1. Then we will have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4:10 to 5 p.m. today, and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon will be on 6:10 until 7 p.m. tonight. But the phone lines are open right now for anything or with anything you would like to talk about. 740-383-9944, 45 minutes past the hour, 15 minutes left to go in this broadcast. You give me a buzz, we'll get you on the air, and we can talk about whatever you would like to talk about. It's always interesting to discuss what is going on in the world, for sure. Now, again, all this fun comes down to, you've got to make your own fun, even in this pandemic time. I know it's tough sometimes, but you've got to make your own fun. Pandemics can cause problems, and they can certainly throw kinks in your plans, but you still have to make your own fun. And again, oh, by the way, yesterday after I gave my little speech, how many people wrote a note yesterday? How many people took a picture and sent it to somebody? How many people called somebody up on the telephone? I was telling you this was the important thing to do yesterday. Did people do that yesterday? Did people tell people that they mattered, that it was important, so on and so forth? I told you there were three ways to do this: send a picture, write a letter, call somebody on the telephone. Did anybody do it yesterday? Did anybody take the advice from this program and do one of those things yesterday? Let me know if you did. 740-383-9944. You know what's fun about going to the Reds is, no matter, and I'm sure it's still this way even during the COVID, it's fun to get the merchandise. Here are some fun things about going to a pro sports event, baseball or football. Number one, it's fun to go because it's fun to watch the game. Baseball, particularly for me, even more than football. It's also fun. It's one of those things, again, if you take the right people, that's fun. It's fun to check out some of the things because you're still in Ohio and you've got time to do that. It's fun. It's just fun in general. It really is just fun. And you come back with maybe a hat, or you come back with, you come back with all kinds of stuff. You can come back with a hat. You can come back with a jersey. You can come back with a keychain. You know, whatever. And I have had so much fun with the Reds over the years. Like I say, there's a picture right here. We have a lot of pictures in the studio, but right next to me, of me with Joe Nuxall, who was the youngest player, I believe, to ever play for the Reds. Got to interview him, and he was also a broadcaster for the Reds for many, many years on WLW. And I have just always enjoyed the Reds. And when I was a kid, I remember going to Riverfront Stadium, and you had to walk across the bridge to get to Riverfront. Of course, that's gone now. They've went over to Great American Ballpark. But, you know, the Reds to me always had, I've always preferred the National League to the American League. And the Reds have always kind of had a special feel to me. So going to a Reds game is just a ton of fun. And going to sporting events in general is fun. It just is. You know, people always say, well, it's you can watch them on television and you can see it better and all that. Yeah, that's true. But there is something about being in that ballpark. There is something about smelling the food. There is something about the warm weather, especially in the case of baseball. There is something about that that is just different. It's just special. It's got a great feel about it. And to me, as I said, even though I live closer to the, where the Indians play, I have always been more preferable to the Reds. Now, my favorite baseball team, of course, is the Chicago Cubs, but definitely number two has always been the Reds. There's just so much history with the Reds. I mean, even back to Pete Rose, to Eric Davis, to Chuck Harmon, Joe Nuxall, as I've said, they just are a very, very, very interesting team, a fun team, a lot of history, been around a long time. And Great American Ballpark is actually a great ballpark. It's easy to find. It's great to be in at night. You know, there is, and it sounds like baseball's still going to be this way with the game starting at 6 o'clock. You know, there's nothing like being at a baseball game on a warm summer night. And, you know, the sun starts to go down and it starts to get a little cooler and the sky is dark and the wind is blowing. There's nothing like that. It's a truly unique experience that I even think rivals football in a lot of ways. Football's interesting, and football's, you know, football happens for the most part when it's freezing cold outside, and that's cool, but there's something about baseball and just the projection of the game that is absolutely, completely different. And I love that. And I like being able, it's just those stories stick with you forever, and they really do truly qualify as adventures. They really do. So look for July the 24th, coming up here in just about 2 weeks. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do you make of baseball, I guess? That's an interesting question. It was an interesting subject to bring up. The changes that are going to happen to Major League Baseball because of the whole COVID thing. They want to get back on the field. They'll be playing the Tigers on July the 24th. It's kind of interesting how that's all going on. Everything's interesting right now. COVID has definitely taken back over the front pages of the newspapers with the numbers going up, and now we've got all these counties starting, I believe, tonight where you have to wear a mask. That's going to be interesting. I don't know exactly how that's going to shake out. Do you think you can force people to wear a mask, the government? I don't know. In public. I don't know. I think the Attorney General has already said that You can't force government employees to do it. So I don't know. I mean, and I don't really understand how this works. Do you get a ticket? Is that what happens? Do they actually file charges against you? Because I would think if you're just going to... Is the health department taking care of it and not the police departments? I don't know how this all goes. It just... There certainly is something to it. I know that. There certainly is something to baseball, or there certainly is something to this whole COVID thing in general. And you know what? I think we're going through a weather test right now. Isn't that funny? If you're listening online, you wouldn't be hearing that. But if you're listening over the air, it sounds like we're going through a test, a weather test, because I can hear it in the other room. All right, well, I can't hear the message right now, but I hear somebody talking. Oh, it was a test. I heard it. It was a test. So we're just testing the emergency alert system at this particular point. All right, 53 minutes past the hour, 7 minutes left in the program today. Anybody got anything to say about the Reds? Anybody got anything to say about... let's see here. Just got a... An interesting bulletin. In Madison County, Alabama, it's a misdemeanor not to wear a mask. Well, that's interesting, and I wonder if that's what it will be here in Ohio when this all goes into effect tonight. I mean, will you get a misdemeanor violation? I don't know. I think that's going to be so fascinating to watch how this all trickles out, because there are people who do not want to wear the masks. So will it be a misdemeanor violation? Will there be police officers who actually enforce this? You've got to have that, too. You've got to have the ability for police officers to enforce stuff like this. I don't know. It's just a different world. It truly is a different world. But, as I say, take the time to do something different. Take the time to do something different in these rough times. Send a letter, take a picture, call somebody on the telephone, do something special. It will help you in the end, I am sure. There are a lot of good things happening, and sometimes we tend over to the bad. We tend over to the, you know, what's going on with the COVID and forcing people to wear a mask and so on and so forth, and we concentrate on that, and it's understandable that we would concentrate on that, but sometimes we do have to go back and concentrate on the good. There is a lot of good happening in the world every single day, and sometimes we have to make our own good. And, you know, big changes are fun. I was having this conversation with somebody recently. I love a big change. I just think there's nothing like that. I think, and again, it all comes from the spontaneous, though. You know, spontaneous brings big change. And that is kind of the hallmark, the keystone of what we're all doing here in life. So you've got to remember, no matter how minute you might think something is, it may mean something to somebody else that might cause something really unbelievable to happen. And some people call this, boy, that was a miracle. How in the world did that happen? That had to be an absolute miracle. Well, yeah. I mean, I think in some ways that is how it happens. All right, we got a phone call coming in here. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hi.
I just want to say I'm with you on most things.
Yes.
But I'm an Indian fan.
Oh, really? You're the team up north.
The team up north, yeah. Terry Francona, I did get upset with them when they traded off some of their players, but I still follow the Indians.
You know, I know a lot of people love the Indians, and I don't know if it was because it was the American League, because certainly they've always been closer than the Reds, but for some reason, I just felt the Reds always had a lot of history. For a long time, I think Cincinnati was considered a better place to be. For a long time, Cleveland had a really bad reputation.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, I think that was part of it. And I think also, I mean, you had tremendous players down in Cincinnati. You had Pete Rose and Eric Davis, and you just, and they won a World Series, what was it, back in 90, I think, the Reds?
Yeah, I'm not real sure.
Yeah, so I think that was a lot to do with it. But, you know, what do you think of the Indians? Do you think they're going to have to change their name?
I hope not. Even though Terry Francona was kind of leaning towards it, but I hope not.
I thought that was interesting.
My lifetime, they've always been the Indians. And I have all my T-shirts and such that's got Wahoo on it. Indians and...
Well, I just found that fascinating that when he weighed in on that, I think everybody expected him to go the exact opposite way, and I think that's why they were asking him, but he went in the complete opposite direction and felt that it was time for a change.
Yeah.
I thought that was
fascinating. Now, with the Reds, my grandson, he's out of college now, but when he played high school ball, he was a catcher, and he was number 5. So I had a picture of him, and I sent to Johnny Bench, and he signed it, good luck, and signed his autograph. So we do have that with the Reds.
You know, this is one thing about baseball that I find way different than football, is that baseball players have always seemed a little more accessible in the way you just said. And also, there's something just about baseball. It's been around so long. It's got so much history.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such an easy game to follow.
Right.
Where sometimes, you know, you go to a football game and you see flags thrown and whistles going off, and when
I couldn't give you a nickel for football. Yeah.
Right. It's you know, I guess people go for the party atmosphere, but really, if you're at a football game, you really do not know what's going on the field.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, it's very hard. But baseball, you can sit in the worst seat in the ballpark and you still know what's going on.
Uh-huh.
That's great. Wait,
yep.
Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, and I'll vote for Moose Tracks.
Moose Tracks. People love the Moose Tracks. I'm going to have to try this.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've got about a minute left in the program here. Then it'll be Glenn Coble and I for 2 hours today having a fun time, a progressive life. 12:10 to 1 p.m. today, Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4 to 5, and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6 to 7. Don't forget, we got 2 votes for Moose Tracks Ice Cream now. Chocolate Cones from Stewart's. We've got Fred's Sherbert, Fred's Banana Split, Shamrock Shakes from McDonald's, a Boston Cooler, which is Werner's Ice Cream and Vanilla, our Werner's Ginger Ale and Vanilla Ice Cream, kind of like a root beer float. So all this coming up and more with Glenn Coble and myself in about 10 minutes after obituaries, news, and weather. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the place for all the big events. For Scott Tackett at the 2016 World Series